Hi, I'm Aaron Mee, inviting you to tune in for Community Matters on Sunday morning starting at 8:30, brought to you by Lakeshore Community Services. Join us as we talk through issues that matter most to you right here in Warren. 8:30 a.m. Sunday morning, brought to you by Lakeshore Community Services on the Greatest Hits 92 Gold.
This is Community Matters on 92 Gold. If it matters to you, it's on Community Matters.
Thank you for joining me for the Community Matters program on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country. And joining me today on the Community Matters program is Emily Hampton and Jeff Tome. And they're from the Audubon Community Nature Center. And we're going to be talking about forest bathing. We're going to be talking about running for liberty. And we're going to be talking about a few other things like the Monarch Butterfly Festival. So thank you both for taking the time to join me today. And I'm really excited to be able to talk.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're glad to be here.
I wanted to start this with the first event that you guys are going to be having in relative time to when we're recording this, and that would be the forest bathing event that you're going to be hosting there, Emily. And I wanted to talk about it because I think it's a really great way for people to connect with nature and kind of de-stress from their everyday life. So would you mind going through what forest bathing is?
So forest bathing, it's also called forest therapy in the United States. It doesn't really involve taking a bath. In fact, it doesn't involve baths at all. It's more taking in the atmosphere of the forest. It's kind of like sunbathing, but we're doing it in the forest. And it's a mindfulness practice. It's a very slow walk. It's not a long distance. It's usually less than half a mile, usually sometimes no more than a quarter mile. And we go into the forest and we engage people in activities that will engage their senses, all of their senses in nature. And that is very calming for people. And it also has health benefits.
That's really interesting. So with that being said, I wanted to discuss with you a little bit, you know, where did this idea come from for doing forest bathing, or like where were the first people to start doing this?
So forest bathing originated in Japan in the 1980s. It's really kind of a traditional Japanese concept to spend time in nature. But in the 1980s, they were having a technology boom, and they were famous all around the world for their management style. But they were also working 14 to 16 hour days and having lots of health problems with stress and heart disease. And the Japanese Ministry of Agriculture started advertising 2 to 3 day trips in the Japanese national forests and advertising it as a way to relax and to improve health. And after that, the scientists and doctors started studying about what kind of health benefits it had and found out that there were actually some tangible medical benefits as well as emotional and mental benefits.
Wow, that is really interesting. So one thing that I'm excited to be able to discuss with you right now relating to this is, you know, what are some of these health benefits that people are able to get from doing this practice? Because, you know, with the beautiful forests that there are around here in this area, it seems like it'd be a really great opportunity for people to partake.
Yeah, so I think the biggest benefit actually comes from having the opportunity to slow down. We live in a very busy culture and people are usually very scheduled. And this is it's like a 2.5, sometimes 3 hour period where you can just be. Instead of being a human doing, you can go into the forest and be a human being. So it allows people to slow down, and that can lower blood pressure. It's good for the nervous system. When we're in this busy culture, our sympathetic nervous system is often engaged constantly, and that's the fight or flight stress response. And then to go into the forest and do these very slow, mindful practices, it engages our parasympathetic nervous system, which is the rest and digest part of our nervous system. And that's just very good for our health to have an opportunity to slow down and restore the body. Also, the trees give off chemicals named called phytoncides, and that's part of their immune system that helps them to fight off disease. And actually, that turns out to be good for our immune system as well. And there's also microbes in the soil that stimulate our human nervous system, and they also improve people's moods.
Wow, you know, that is really interesting. It really is amazing because it's something that I don't think that people think of very often when they're out doing these things in their everyday lives. You know, when you're walking on the concrete sidewalk, there's not the same kind of microbes that you would be experiencing when you're, you know, walking on a path or a trail in nature, and you know, you're doing that type of stuff. It really does seem like you would be experiencing, you know, a lot more of those type of microbes and things like that. Now, one of the things that I wanted to ask is, what are some of the other benefits that people will get from this? Is there an opportunity for people to learn a little bit more about the nature around them from it?
So forest bathing is different from a nature identification walk. We don't focus on naming and identifying plants because it's actually supposed to be a relaxation, and we don't want to engage the mind. We kind of want to disengage the brain and engage all the rest of the senses so that we really feel like we're taking in the forest with our bodies. It's an embodiment practice that helps us feel here now. And it's really not about learning the names of plants. It's more about learning how you feel around the plants.
Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense then. So one thing that I was curious about, you know, in relation to that, what I was thinking is if you're going out and you're going to be registering and participating in this, which I definitely encourage everybody to do that. Registration is due by Monday, correct?
I'm not exactly sure, Jeff. When's the registration due?
That's great. A great question. And I believe it is due on the 19th. Yes.
Perfect. So what I was wondering is if people do register and they're doing this, one thing that I was thinking about, would it be more beneficial for people to kind of, you know, leave the technology with them and not bring it out in the woods? Because, you know, I was thinking about it and that might be a hindrance from people disconnecting, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. You don't even need a watch to go forest bathing. As the guide, I'm a certified forest bathing guide. I got certified by the Association of Nature and Forest Therapy Guides and Programs. And I'm trained to bring people out in the woods, and I'll keep time, and I will engage in these invitations, which are voluntary activities that help people connect with nature. And they need some water. We suggest long sleeves and long pants because there is some poison ivy and there's a lot of mosquitoes, and some sunscreen and maybe some bug spray. That's all you need.
Oh, perfect. Well, that sounds like a really great opportunity. So, again, this is going to be taking place, you know, from about like 9:45 to noon on the day of, right? And now what day is that?
It's July 20th and it starts at 9:30 and it'll end around noon. Yeah.
Awesome. So it's a really great opportunity. I hope people sign up for it. And what I wanted to check with is how are people able to register and sign up for this?
So people can register at Audubon's website, audubonCNC.org. And if you click on programs, and there'll be a list of everything coming up, you just go to forest bathing and you can sign up right online.
Awesome. So with that being said, Jeff, thank you for giving us that information there. I'm excited to be able to talk with you about some different things. One of the things that I'm excited to talk with you about is an event that's going to be coming up at the end of the month, and that is the Run for Liberty. It's a 5K run walk, and it's to support, you know, everyone's, in my opinion, everyone's favorite bird, Liberty. So, Jeff, would you mind telling us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'm actually very excited to do the Run for Liberty again. This will be the 19th year that we've had a 5K race at Audubon. It started out as the Run for Liberty and sort of morphed into the Wild 5K. And this year, to honor Liberty's 20th year at Audubon, we're going back to the Run for Liberty. And so it's going to be on July 30th. And it's great because it's a trail run. And it goes through almost the entire trail system and just winds its way through forests and over bridges and past ponds. And it's just a fun race.
Wow, that seems like a really great opportunity. So you mentioned that it's going to be at the Audubon Community Nature Center there. So with that being said, it takes pretty much it just goes around the whole property there?
Yeah, we have 6 miles of trails, but to get a 5K out of it that goes in a circle, it requires some looping. So we worked very hard to make it a very nice, well-marked trail. And it kind of goes in circles and loop-de-loops and comes back to where you started.
Wow, that's really exciting. It's such a beautiful property that you guys have there where, you know, people are able to get out and see all different types of nature. It's one of the things that I love is, you know, the variety of different kinds of trails that you have there.
I hike here almost every day, actually, and have for years. It is truly amazing how much you can see. Not so much if you're running a 5K. We usually have a few people that are done in 17 minutes. Wow. But yeah, there's some people out there fast.
Yeah, for real. Wow. So with that being said, how do people get signed up for this and how do people participate?
Just like any other program at Audubon, you go to our website, audubonCNC.org, and click on programs, and it's part of the list of programs.
Awesome. So I understand that's going to be taking place on July 30th. Now, you guys have a few other events that are going to be taking place throughout the rest of the summer. Would you mind telling me about some of them?
We have one that's kind of ongoing that I'm really bizarrely excited about. It's called OT Nature Play. So it's occupational therapy, nature play, and it's actually run by an occupational therapist. And it's kind of amazing because if you grow up outside, she talks about things you would never think about. Like walking across the ground, like we do programs for thousands of kids every year. And there's always a few kids who simply cannot walk on uneven ground because they spent their whole life on sidewalks and playgrounds and inside, and it's all flat and level, and they can't walk without tripping. They can't balance on a log, and we've lost some of that nature play that a lot of us grew up with, where you just went outside and hung out in the woods. So she brings to it the occupational therapy side of it, where you can walk out. She takes groups of kids out, and she plays with them, but she kind of gets into those vital skills for knowing where your body is and what's safe and how to move it so that you can be more comfortable outside.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah,
continue there. I didn't mean
that. No worries. So she did her first session today, and it goes from kids who are 2 years old all the way up to kids who are 10 years old. And the two-year-olds stay with a parent for just an hour. And then the older kids, it's a three-hour session. And it's fantastic for children who aren't very comfortable in their own bodies or who aren't very adept at kind of maneuvering their way through the outside world. It was really fun to see.
Wow, that is really interesting. It seems like a really great opportunity. And with that being said, is there like a consistent time or day that these programs take place or like a consistent schedule for them? Or I guess, would it be best to just check out the website and see when it's going to be happening then?
You can always check out our website, theaudubonCNC.org, but these are happening every Monday for the next 6 weeks.
Oh, okay, great. So that's a really great opportunity for people that are, you know, looking to spend a little bit of time with their kids if they're younger and get out, or, you know, people that are just looking to have a way for their kids to get outdoors and, you know, be able to do that stuff. I think that that's a really great opportunity, and I think that that would be a lot of fun. So with that being said, I understand that you guys have a festival that's going to be taking place at the end of August, and that's going to be very exciting, the Monarch Butterfly Festival.
Yeah, it's actually kind of a twin festival. So on Saturday, we do a on Saturday, August 27th, we do a family festival. So we have live butterflies in a room filled with wildflowers. We've got games and activities and food. And it's just a fun time for kids to come out and learn about butterflies. And they can walk into a room and hold a live butterfly, which is just an amazing experience. And then, yeah. And then the night before, for adults, we do butterflies and brews. So you can come down, bring a friend, have a beer, get a plate of food, and do the same things, just without kids screaming.
Wow. And that's going to be happening on the 26th then?
Yes.
Wow, the 26th, okay.
Like 5 to 7.
That is really cool. So one more time, if people are looking to get the details on this, what is the website that people should check out for this? Because you just listed off quite a few really cool events, and there's some that I really think that it would be great for people to, you know, sign up for.
Yeah, so you can sign up for anything at audubonCNC.org. That's AUDUBONCNC.org.
Awesome. Well, that sounds like it's going to be really exciting. There's a lot of great things that are happening at the Audubon this summer, and I hope that people get out there and take part in the nature. So thank you for taking the time to join me, Jeff and Emily. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
Thank you.
Lakeshore Community Services is doing it again, paying you great wages to work at Erie's best social service agency. Our new sign-on bonus is $2,700. That's right, $2,700. And only high school or GED required to qualify. Apply today and start at $15.60 an hour. Great pay, great job, making a difference. Find out more and apply at lakeshorecs.org. That's lakeshorecs.org. Lakeshore Community Services.
Community Matters on 92 Gold.
We're now going to shift gears here on the Community Matters program and talk with a local music artist, Callie Williams. Callie, thank you for taking the time to join me today. I'm really excited to be able to talk to you. And right now, I'm curious to hear, how did Band-Aid 3 go? I understand that that just happened over the weekend. So how was it?
It was amazing. The weather was beautiful. Everybody came out and turned up. It was amazing, as always.
That was a really exciting event. I'm glad that that was something that they were able to pull together and have happen again this year. And with that being said, Callie, I wanted to talk about some of the opportunities that people have to hear you perform in the community. So what are some opportunities that people are going to have to be able to see you out in the community?
Oh my goodness. My summer is so busy. I'm so thrilled about it, but oh my gosh, there's so many things. This Sunday, actually, I'll be at the Celeron American Legion for the Bryce Knapp benefit. He's a local Jamestown veteran. Then on August 4th, I'm at the Island Park Music Series from 6 to 8 p.m. in Youngsville. I'm also at the Whirlybird Music Festival, which sounds amazing. It's in Jamestown and it's a pop-up music festival, and it goes from August 10th until August 13th. I'm sorry. And it's just like all these crazy pop-up venues. You just roll up and jam. I'm actually very, very excited for that. I'll be all the way out in Cory on August 5th at the Downtown Cory Business Association's first wine walk. That sounds amazing. It's just sampling wines in the streets of Cory. It's like my total scene.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah.
It sounds amazing. Then I'm also, my big gig this year, I'll be at Music in the Park on Friday, August 12th from 7 to 9. This is like the most sentimental gig to me. Me and my best friend Freya, we used to run around Music in the Park when we were kids, and it's just like insane that it's coming full circle.
Wow, that is really exciting. Jeez.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I also will be playing at Taylor's Treats on August 20th from 4 to 6. Ooh. And then the last gig I have on the books as of now is Saturday, August 27th at the Labyrinth Press Company in Jamestown.
That would be really exciting. It's awesome that you're able to hit so many different audiences in each of those different areas.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Each one is a really different vibe, if that makes sense. But each one,
oh my
is
God,
also
for sure,
like, you know, a really great opportunity to see different people and to really get different exposure.
For sure. I'm beyond thrilled. I never, ever, ever thought in my wildest dreams when I bought this ukulele 5 years ago that this would be unfolding in front of me. It's like mind blowing.
Would you be able to go into some of your history with where you got your start in playing music?
Yes, I started playing the uke 5 years ago, and I just saw somebody playing it on TV, and I was like, this looks like so much fun. And I just started playing, and a few drunken nights later, I learned I could sing. And my Aunt Brenna is a singer-songwriter, and she really pushed me to pursue.
So you went from playing and just kind of learning a little bit as you went to starting to perform live and performing in front of audiences. Now, how was that for you? Was it a little bit nerve-wracking and stressful the first couple times you played in front of people?
Oh my goodness. I don't know how I even started doing it. I have the worst stage fright. I didn't even know I could sing until I started singing for some friends. And they were just like, their belief in me made me believe in myself. And I don't know if you're aware, but I am visually impaired. I was born that way. And I think not being able to see the crowd definitely helps me overcome those fears.
Wow. No, I didn't realize that. That is really interesting. And, you know, I think that that does certainly adds a level of complexity to it when you're playing the uke, and the amount of people in the crowd and stuff like that is a little bit harder to read then. So
for sure.
One thing that I'm curious about with that is, so what were some of the first type of events that you played in front of people?
I did my first open in 2019, and hearing the applause from people gained by, like, I just loved that instantly. But my first gig in town, shout out to Acoustically Challenged. They gave me my first shot and they let me plug in.
You've had the opportunity to perform a few different really cool things in the past. And I understand most recently you were over at Ribs and Bones as well, right?
Yes, that was actually last night in their new beer garden. And I had such an amazing time. It's so pretty. If you guys haven't been there, you have to check it out. The new beer garden out in front of Ribs and Bones. It is a total vibe. It's very, very cute.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I got to say, I was lucky enough. I was there. Wasn't last night, but it was 3 or 4 nights ago. And it is a beautiful setup out there. It's gorgeous. But, you know, that's the thing. I'm glad that we were able to talk about this and go through some of these things, because I am glad that I can, you know about so many different opportunities that we can come see you out in the public here. I mean, there's so many different chances that people have. And what we'll do is on the website, if people go to warrenradio.com, I'll have a list of all the different places and opportunities that you'll have to see Callie. So if you go to warrenradio.com, you can have that there, and it's going to be really great. So Callie, thank you for taking the time to go through this with me. I'm glad that we had an opportunity to talk about some of the different things that you've been able to do here in the community. And I'm glad that we were able to highlight a little bit of how you were able to, you know, get this started, you know, when we recorded last.
Yeah, I am so appreciative of any opportunity from this insane ukulele journey I'm on, any experiences. So I am smitten that I was asked to do this.
Your music is really great. I've had the opportunity to hear it once or twice just from being at a few different things that you've been at. And it's really great. And I'm glad that we're able to highlight it here. And one thing that I did want to mention with that is, if people want to pay attention to what you're doing and keep up with you on Facebook and stuff like that, you have a Facebook page as well, right?
Yes, the best place to find me, find my information, where I'm playing, what I'm doing musically is on Facebook, my Callie Williams music page. I'm also touching base on YouTube and TikTok. We're still working on all of that, but definitely the place to check me out is on Facebook.
That's really awesome. Wow. So make sure you guys check it out. It's Callie, K-A-L-L-I-E Williams Music, and you're not going to want to miss out. She's going to be performing at a few different places throughout both Warren County, Chautauqua County, and pretty much everything in between. It's really great that you're going to so many different places. And I really look forward to being able to highlight some of these different things that you're doing. And hopefully we'll be able to talk about some different things that you're doing both next year and as things come up. So thank you for taking the time to join me today, Callie.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. I'm melting on the inside.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters. If you have any questions, inquiries, or suggestions, feel free to reach out at warrenradio.com and click contact.
Hi, I'm Aaron Mee, and I'm inviting you to tune in to Community Matters Sunday morning starting 8:30 a.m. brought to you by Lakeshore Community Services. Join us as we talk through the issues that matter to you right here in Warren at 8:30 a.m. Sunday morning brought to you by Lakeshore Community Services on Warren's Country Station, 104.3 Kinzu Country.